voice messages. Who's trying to call me? We have our plateau bill. That's exciting. It says possible mutation of. I don't know what that means. Grit, fall means pumpkins. Yep, sure does. Oh, dang it. Scream and oops. Run away. Go! Kant Olaf? Goodbye. You'd think I was. Count Olaf. Here we go. Doggies. It's no laughing matter. Da 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 da. Scream and run away. Oh, we don't have a thing of it. The Gothic Arties. It's on YouTube, but I can't get it to come up because of this amazingly old phone. It can't do it. It can't do it. Oh my goodness. Oh well. Oh, they've changed their minds. Presidential campaigns agree to push back next in-person debate. What a bizarre decision. Joe Biden said he will not reveal his position on packing the Supreme Court until after November's election. Speaking to reporters, once again, Dodd's question on the matter. I know my opinion on court packing when the election's over. What a pompous thing. If you want to get my idea about it, you'll have to elect me president to get it. And you're going, that is so... I mean, that's just stupid. I don't understand. From the land of I don't understand. He's trying to make it sound like he's being such a good person. I don't want it to distract from what's going on. And you go, so what'll you do? But Joe Biden's don't know what motivates that man. Sometimes you think he wants to win, other times you think he's wanting to shoot himself in the foot. But, oh, I'm sorry. You're electrical. Zappy, zappy. So what's gonna happen, Lee? Are they gonna get thrown in the pit of hungry lions? Are they gonna figure out some way? Apparently she's figured something out. Oh, is this some more green chili enchilada sauce?
No, leave it.
It's a new one. Okay, I apologize. Okay. See? Lee's always got a plan, so you can't really get into stuff too much. Sometimes I get sneaky. Not too sneaky, I hope. Oh my gosh. Oh, here's a big, weird-looking bug. Is that what those are? Well, we're gonna treat it like a fly. Okay. I think we got him. I think he's dead. I haven't used that in a while. Almost the silliest. It's like listening to Count Olaf in a series of unfortunate events is Nancy Pelosi. We're going to use the 25th Amendment to get rid of the president. During a press conference concerning stimulus negotiations, Pelosi told reporters they should come back Friday to hear more details on how Democrats are planning to use the amendment. Come here tomorrow, she said. We're going to be talking about the 25th Amendment. I'm going to unfold. Here goes another fold. Oh my gosh. 25th Amendment gives special powers to Congress to remove a sitting president from office if they can prove the commander-in-chief is unable to perform the duties of the office. This came after the House Speaker slammed President Trump for saying that he was a perfect specimen amidst his recovery from the coronavirus. The president returned to the White House on Monday following a brief hospitalization last weekend. Despite his diagnosis, he worked from the hospital and continues to perform his duties from the White House. God. thing is, you love Count Olaf, you just look at him and you go, oh my gosh, this is so silly. You know, the problem is, he always kind of gets what he wants. Are we ready? And you know what? I bet you Nancy's thinking the same way. She goes, it's okay because Count Olaf, the evil, kind of silly but evil guy, this is, he always wins. Especially when there's other people involved.
Hmm. Oh,
we're good.
Let's put on a package in there.
Well, we used to go to that.
Well, bring out a package then and put it in.
Oh, I don't know. I'm afraid that if we make it look like it's supposed to all go together, that somebody will just decide to come take it, and you go, I don't think they should. Because they're buggy. So, I'm keeping the things separate so they can't readily do that. Oh my, that one's getting big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's got a flower. It hasn't got a flower
in a while. It's still going to try to create something here. So yeah, you kind of look at Nancy Pelosi and you go, why does she think she can invoke the 25th Amendment just because he has something akin to the flu? And you're going, you know, it ends up being how many people will let her get away with it. But the problem is that the Republican Congress, it's the whole Congress. I don't think it's just the House of Representatives that can do it. I think the Senate has to go for it. And it's like, I'm sorry, he doesn't look incapacitated, and I think that's the whole point of it. I tell you, they are just, they just sound so rabidly desperate. We'll do whatever it takes. We will tear apart this entire nation just to get rid of him. And you're going, what has he possibly done to make you hate him that much? And you go, it's simple. It's because he's not a Gideon. He's not part of the group. And that's always been the rule. You've got to be part of the group. Sure looks like it. Who's there? Oh. Alright. What did you say? Oh. One wonder, oh, is this place finally abandoned? I don't know. What a world. This guy is here. But no. It's pretty good. Except the hands. Oh. Yeah? Yeah. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Apparently, there was some scrabbling around the idea to have a virtual grid of. They're going to put off the next debate for a week. I don't know, I guess. Trump said, I'm ready to debate today. I'm ready to debate any old time. Because I'm not going to do some virtual stuff. That's no good. That can be screwed with. And you go, yeah, I don't blame him. I said, because guess what? I said, they've all got it out for me. I said, you know, I said, am I going to get a fair shake? Heck no. So I don't blame him. But, you know, he's not one to grouse about his situation at all. You know, he just says, we're just going to blast through it like we did last time. And it's like, yeah, that's Donald Trump. And you go, I'm sorry, you gotta respect that. He's a guy that just goes, you know what, if they're setting a trap for me, I'll just duke it out while I'm in the trap, and I'm going to try really hard to still win. Because they are. There's only one word that comes to mind when I think about what's happening. It's just odious. These people are just odious. They're terrible. Oh boy, that is one white cat. But yeah, it's like, God. But they're so rabid. Rabid to destroy them. Whatever they can do. You know, what has the guy done that's so bad? And they just mutter into the camera, oh, it's just horrible, it's horrible. And you go, what? What is horrible? What has he done? And you go, they don't have anything. Or they would say something. And now the evidence has come out. They've actually got real life, physical evidence that Hillary Clinton sicked the FBI on the Trump campaign about the whole Russia thing. And that they cooked it up. That's it. It's just cooked. Cooked butter. Well, they may still be working on it. And you know what? That would be an amazing thing for a high government official to actually be held accountable for doing something illegal. Trying to slant an election. I don't know. Weird times. He can get her sent to prison, boy. I don't know what that'll do. I don't know if that'll scare the crap out of the rest of them. And they're going, oh my gosh, you mean we can't operate with absolute impunity? What? If they've got evidence that we've done something,
They can actually lock us up for it?
What?
Not that I think they're going to actually be able to carry out some kind of a sentence on her. Because as soon as they try to send her to prison, they're just going to let her escape somehow. So because the problem is, Trump's only one guy in a sea of corruption. There's only so much the guy can do. Look at how long it took him to actually get together some people that are actually starting to do something. The first group of people that he got, you know, they were constantly undermining him. You're going, yeah. But of course, you have to understand Donald Trump. He's not going to whine, he's not going to complain, he's not really going to talk about it. Yeah, he'll fire you. You go, but yeah, he's all about strength and looking strong, so he doesn't really reveal it too much. Yeah, that's how terrible he is. Mostly lies. And you're going, oh my gosh. And you're going, yeah, so we have to support this guy? And you're going, yeah, we do. Whatever we can do to help him. Because he's got the right enemies. And he's surrounded by them. But he still just continues doing it. I would have just given up a long time ago. I said, you know, let it all go to hell. What do I care?
Keep hearing her crunching. I'm trying to walk.
You're just crunchy.
I'm feeling
something. I personally think you're kind of tasting like that. But just your head. Can't you see that? There it is. Or do you think it's just them stirring up dust, Matt?
It could be.
That could be dust, because I think they're making that whole part a four-lane thing instead of two. Because a lot of trucks simply avoid that whole area and go up and use Airport Road, which is getting ripped to shreds. Because it was never designed to have lots of truck traffic on it. And that's what all the trucks do. And they want to get them off of that. And that's supposed to be the 54 junction right there. Which means they really need to work on that junction. The other big problem is, so many trucks going in and out of those truck stops, it makes for major congestion problems. They have to work on that. So yeah, I'm sorry. I feel for Donald Trump, but I do. I said, I think he's... You may say all kinds of things about him. Not you, people. He says, and but he says he's a freaking nice young man. And he's no, gotta support him. Gotta support him. Yeah, he's fighting the dragon, and the dragon's getting nasty. And he's still in there. He will not give up. And you're going, God. So he's awesome. He's doing battle with the apocalyptic beast. And you go, God bless him. All he's basically asking for is for us to vote for him. He goes, good guy, I'm going to vote for him. Everybody says it's about his terrible style, and you go, well, and he goes, let me tell you this. He said, if he was one of the swamp dwellers and he had that kind of style and that kind of drive, they'd love him. He says, they wouldn't fight him. They'd feed him. He says, so yeah, it isn't. It has nothing to do with the style. It has all to do about that he's on the wrong side. But they're going to use everything in the book to try to convince you that you shouldn't vote for him. And you know, all these people that support Biden just because he's not Trump, and they're going, yep, you are a convenient idiot. A liar. Or, I said, frankly, you want to be part of the club. You're hoping it works out for you. There you go. I'm sorry. Either you're either one of two things. You're either a deluded fool or you're actually evil. You're going, I can't tell the difference. Which is sad because all these guys that are coming out for Biden and doing these ads and stuff like that to say how terrible Trump is and how wonderful Biden is, and you're going, and these are people I used to like. Billy Crystal. He just came out with his big thing about, oh, make sure you vote for Biden. And it's like, okay, because I'm not watching your movies anymore. I'm tired of feeding these people. Well, you know what? They should get... Maybe. They should get different jobs because people look at them and they go, oh, I really like them. Oh, I'll vote with them. And you go, don't do that. It's because they're just voting to get a paycheck. It says, then they're odious people too. And if they're tricking you, and when it's secret and they're all off on their own and nobody knows what they're doing, and they're voting for Trump there, and you go, but they tricked you. They tricked you into voting the other way. And you go, could have just kept your mouth shut. We wouldn't have known. It says, the wonder of the past, when famous people felt like they should keep their trap shut about things like politics. Wasn't that a wonderful time? It says, I have respect for that kind of a thing. You don't use your fame to do something. I don't know. don't think there's any one particular place where you can say, ah, if we would have done that, we wouldn't be in this position that we're in. Well, I don't think that's true. I think evil's always out there and looking for a way. And if it didn't go this way, it would have just gone another way. You know, it's kind of like any time these guys play those games about, you can't really change the past. You try and you try and you try, and it just won't let you. What's bound to happen is bound to happen, which I don't really know if that's honest or not. Convenient plot device. Yeah, I'm quite disappointed in, what's his name? Romney. Because, because he's a, and so he must be upright. You know, he was a fake president and stuff like that. And it's like, and he goes out against Trump too. Against the party, says, which is fine, says, that's fine, but you never give us, he says, why don't you sit down for half an hour in front of a freaking camera and tell us why, so that we know. Says, because right now, all I'm thinking is, you're just playing footsie with the other side. And you're going, and yeah, says, the only thing I come out of it with is, maybe. And you go, is this what those scriptures say about even the most valiant will be, will fall? And you're going, yeah, is it because they go, well, I'm going to follow my state president because he knows what he's obviously prayed about this. And you go, I don't know, maybe. You go, all I know is we're surrounded by evil. When somebody dares stand up to it, evil reveals itself. And you go, and here's the sad part. Mitt Romney threw his lot in with them. And you're going, if he can't come up with a freaking decent explanation for what the heck he's doing. Yeah, and you're going, well, okay, he says, you better start talking your conscience because I'm sitting here saying, I think you're one of them. And that prophets were warning us about people like you. And that your so-called nobility is nothing. Says, and yeah, what is it? Is it money? I thought money wasn't going to be a problem for you. Something, yeah. And he might say, well, yeah, I've got an end game. If I cozy up to this people, and if I stay in and, play both sides, then once I do get some power, then I can use it for good. And you're going, you don't read the scriptures very well, do you? And you go, it doesn't work that way. It's just people who pull that game get corrupted. And they get co-opted. and you get owned. And you'll think that you're, it says it's the whole thing about thinking that you can outsmart Satan. Yeah. And you go, you're not outsmarting Satan. You think that he's just got these little bitty strings around you just for show. And he says, he's got you. He says, because you're a fool. He says, I'm sorry. See what's that? Because now, yeah, he could come out and say something, but he's probably playing that game. You know, I'm a good person in a den of thieves. So I do things to appeal. I can use that power for good. Maybe 50 years from now. And you go, no, you've seen the guy that's working to bring him down. And he didn't rub shoulders with him at all. He was one of the people on the other side. He threw money at them to get things accomplished, just like you're supposed to do. You know. It says, here's the problem, Romney. It says, you should have been Trump. You should have been him. But now you're fighting against him. And you're going, I'm sorry. I said, yeah, you could be helping him, but you're playing some weird long game. And you're going, I think you're an idiot. And I think you're going to find yourself on the wrong side. And just the little Mormon stripe across your back isn't gonna save you. Anyway, so that's why I get, you know. And the biggest thing is, you should have been Trump. Or in lieu of being Trump, you should have helped the guy. But you didn't. You lined up with his enemies. And you go, well, okay. He says, I don't know how it all sorts out. You go, but it sure seems like you're going to have to answer for that.
Maybe this guy even models all their lives.
Maybe so. I don't know.
Times,
I'm a pretty naive guy. And he'll do something. Good. I hope that day comes.
Me too.
You go, I do. And you go, but it looks like you're waiting for some magical moment instead of just being on the good side. And you go, I guess you can do that. But you know Satan's working you over. He's tricked you. Now is not the time. I'm going to wait for the better moment. It's almost like that whole thing, you know. I've got this thing and I'm saving it for an emergency. And here's the emergency. And you're still holding on to it for a better emergency. And you go, we're all going to be dead, and your emergency stuff.
You'll
be found in your cold dead hand. But the whole thing of, why didn't you use it? And it's like, well, I didn't think it was the right time. It says, you could have just kept your mouth shut. You could have just sat there in Congress and said, I'm not going to have any, you know, I don't want to get involved in this impeachment crap, so I'm just going to say, I'm not going to vote, I'm going to abstain from this vote, because I don't want to be viewed as being partisan at all. And you go, fine, you should have done that. But no, you physically came out. They trumpeted you. I have to put my conscience and we're going to get rid of this guy. And you go, it is. It's like, well, whatever. I said, okay, man. I said, I don't know what your thought process is, and you certainly aren't sharing it with anybody at all, unless he just hasn't made it very public. Because I'm sure it would make national news if he did. You know? Because he was the Republican who turned on Trump, and the left love him for it. And you're going, you know, what was that all about? Were you just playing to the camera? Yeah, playing footsie with the enemy. Because they're at cross purposes with everything that anybody decent believes in. Or are you trying to pander to that vote as well? You go, I'm disgusted. Of course, he would say, well, you don't understand how difficult it is to get this job and to retain it. And you go, yep, I don't. You're right. Says, but I also know that you didn't have to do it either. If you have to shed your whatever, goodness, integrity, whatever, to become one of these guys, I don't think much of it. Getting weird about if it's about an imperial presidency, come out and say it. Don't say it's about Trump. Say it's about an imperial presidency. You don't want anybody to wield that kind of power. Say that. Because everybody thinks that you just are another never-Trumper. And you go, I'm sorry, that's a pathetic stance. That's totally uninformed. I would prefer you be something along the lines of some kind of elder statesman, you know? Somebody who talks about publicly what he thinks. Of course, you'd go, well, you can't stay in public office being like that anymore. You go, why not? People did it for several decades back in the past. And they could really talk about how they really felt, and people really respected that. And you go, what's made it so that you don't do that? Are you getting bad advice from your handlers? What's the deal? Just, trust me, if the left hates you, that's probably a good thing. That means you're doing something right. You're trying to pander to them. It says, then you're in the wrong party. I don't get that. I said, you know, maybe you should just join the Democrats. For all that it matters, they hear it. You would get fantastic press, you would become so famous if that's what you're after. Says, because that's sure how it looked when you did what you did. It looked like a total media move. Yeah. Yeah, the 15 minutes of fame you were talking about. I want to get my 15 minutes here. And yet say nothing. When all the cameras were on you and when all the microphones were shoved in your face saying, why did you do that? You punted. You didn't say yes. That's a pathetic one. What the heck does that mean? What conscience? Because it's true.
What made your conscience?
Pence said it so truly. Because it was. All this stuff about, we're going to impeach him. And they kept ramping up. We're going to do this. And guess what? It was the little controversy of the moment that they decided to hinge it all on, you know? A phone call. You go, do you remember what the charges were? And you go, no, except that he's evil and he's wicked. And you go, no, it was because of a phone call that was made to Ukraine where they said that he pressured the Ukrainian president to do something for the Americans. Oh yeah, that's bad. And you go, but they did not have enough evidence. There was really no evidence that he had done that, except for this phone call. And everybody's saying, well, this is the end of Western civilization. And somebody leaked it to him. Yeah, somebody leaked it to him. And you go, yeah, it's usually his own White House that does him the most damage. He's got so many moles in there. Like I said, he's got maybe two or three people that I think he's finally found that he can trust. That aren't trying to get him. Everybody else is trying to get him. And that's why it's almost like, well, is Trump the most transparent president we've ever? Oh, of course not. And you go, he has to be. Because if he's not, all his detractors are going to destroy him because they've got the media on their side. Let's go. Pedestrians always have right away. We don't want to just mush people's noses in it, though. Anyway. So, yeah. And yeah, Pence brought it up because it is. It's just silly. It's like they're trying to get rid of them on trumped up charges, and usually they're pathetic charges. Everybody knows that. Every president pulls these stunts. All the time. It's accepted practice as far as I'm aware of. Hi. Oh, dang it. I'm fine. I apologize. Is that one of the puppies, or is that one of the parents?
It's the puppies.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
That's a pretty good puppy these days. Oh, I know. They had a lot of dogs. Well, there's one thing to be said. We're not going to have a lot of prowlers snooping around. Oh, you're right. That thing did come down. Okay. Maybe I'll try to fabricate something a little sturdier so it doesn't easily pull through that pathetic plastic. I can't believe that's a product. The stuff that was out here, it just dissolved and melted. And it's like, crap, I can't believe this is being sold. Just goes to show you. is because something's out there on the market and has all kinds of stickers on it saying it passed this and it passed that and it did this and did that. Doesn't mean it's any good. So sad. I feel for poor people. I at least have money that I can throw $50 or $100 at something and it's like, oh, I don't care. If it works, if it doesn't work, oh well, it's an experiment. Oh.